Today's episode is called Rich Marketer, Poor Marketer. Today I'm going to show you how to make that money, honey. Money is good. Okay, money is not bad. Many people come into marketing or business thinking money is bad and they still try to make it. And then they wonder why they can't make any of it because they hate it. And if you hate it while trying to make it, good luck making any of it. But first, a quick story about some dickwad who tried to make me sound like an idiot. Now, I didn't want to play with him, but he baited me to respond, and I did, and I had to destroy him. And there's a lesson in it for you on how someone will try to say something to trap you that may seem good, but you can rip it apart if you desire. So what happened was somebody had made a post that came on my wall. It was like a link to a very terrible VSL or video sales letter. It was terrible. It was scammy. It was bullshit. And someone responded saying, you know, if people fall for this, this is their own fault. It's good that they'll fall for this and they can learn lessons from it and stuff like that. Someone else commented, no, dude, it's not cool at all. Like people, you know, these victims, you know, these are victims of manipulation and all that. And I disagreed with that statement because when you make a choice, you're never a victim, okay? I don't care if somebody lied or manipulated. You can't go around thinking you're a victim, and you're not a victim. You could have done your due diligence. You could have trained and learned how to make that better buying decision, but you made the choice, and you made that decision. So what happened was he had responded back to me, and he said, and I'll tell you right now, so he responded back to me and said, because he had said, naive people don't deserve to be scammed. They're being manipulated out of their hard-earned money. I don't see anything great about that. And I said, hey, man, I said, nobody is a victim. You deserve what you get. That doesn't make it right or fair, but it's still true. So then he said, nobody is a victim? He's like, do you seriously stand by that statement? So children shot up in schools are not victims? Jews during the Holocaust were not victims? Okay, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt here and believe that you were just not being precise in your language. So if you want to continue this conversation, I'll let you clarify, wink face. And so instantly I got pissed. I was like, what? I was like, what the hell? Like, we're talking about a choice, like a grown man buying something. I was like, how is this, like, children shot up in schools? I was so mad I didn't even want to continue. I said, don't wink at me, cunt. We're done here. And then he replied saying, wise decision, Mitch Miller, with a happy face. So he baited me. I wasn't going to reply, but I decided to reply. And here's what I said, and here's what you can say if somebody takes what you say and they completely exaggerate it out to something that doesn't make sense. Because, listen, I said nobody's a victim. And he said, nobody? What about kids being shot in schools? And we're talking about people being scammed by making a bad buying decision. Those are very different comparisons. And so this is how I destroyed them. And this is how you can if somebody does that to you. I said, okay, fine. You pulled my statement out of context and generalized it out to all situations where obviously victims do exist to make the statement seem ludicrous. Then you know damn well. When you know damn well that I mean within this specific context, because like there's a topic we're talking about at hand. So you can't take examples of different situations like a fucking child school shooting and apply it to a grown adult making a choice to buy something without due diligence or possibly even being ready to make that choice and have anyone take that seriously. My statement, nobody is a victim, is applicable or at least debatable in the context in which we're talking. But to pull it out and compare it to something completely different is bad form. That is a cunt move to try and save your face from the original point. It's amateur bullshit, and then you want me to clarify and bend over for your inappropriate comparison. That's why I didn't want to respond, because you went full cunt mode on me, and so that's all you deserve back. I don't need to clarify context, because it's obvious as fuck that we're currently in a context, and people who make choices are responsible for them. An innocent child shot versus a grown man buying an ebook? Jesus Christ, man. And of course, no reply. Now, that was that. So, people will try to take your point out of context and compare it to something completely different out of context to show that you're wrong, but you can show that they did that, and by doing that, it takes away all power from them doing that. Okay, so let's get to today's topic at hand here. So, rich marketer, poor marketer, okay? Two guys get into the marketing world, they get into the business world to figure out how to make money online. They both enter the industry to make money, but what happens from here couldn't be any more different, okay? One has low self-esteem, one has higher self-esteem than the other person. So, here's what happens. The first thing that happens is the lower self-esteem person is generally going to chase praise over money, okay? Especially to gurus and other people in the industry. So the higher self-esteem guy, the higher level of self-esteem you have, the less that they need to chase that in business over money. And I believe that people will chase validation and self-esteem way harder than they'll chase the money. You know, and that's a harder way to inch by. The one who has the self-esteem or has worked on himself enough to have it is done chasing validation from others or as much and is ready to chase the money and just get to business clearly and focused. The other guy hasn't gotten the validation in life, so since he hasn't gotten the validation for maybe even since when he was a child, he isn't being himself as an adult. Which is creating no validation still, because people can feel that. And that causes him to seek it like a drug addict, even if it seems like he's going for the money. It's not. So some people are so hurt and broken, and they crave so deeply for that significance that they'll break through to focusing on the money because they have so much leverage. And the key here is that what they do, and people who focus on the money, they're focusing on that message to market match. And people don't even give a fuck if you have low self-esteem. If it's a match, it works. Okay, I know plenty of low confidence, low self-esteem people making a shitload of money. So low self-esteem doesn't have much to do with making of money unless you have low self-esteem and you're focusing on the praise and the validation before the money. It's tricky stuff. This is the mind fuck. Okay, if you choose to only and primarily focus on what that message to market fit is and providing it, it'll work for you even if you're insecure. But it's a black hole, personally. You'll still be miserable, okay, no matter how much you make. But it's better than being broke, right? Rich and miserable is better than being broke and miserable. So, the more you build your self-esteem, of course, the better everything gets. But it's always that message to market match and focusing on the money and the right thing, selling the right thing to the right people. Use Dan Henry as an example. If you guys don't know who he is, look him up. But basically, he came up in popularity in the ClickFunnels world, because in the ClickFunnels Facebook group, which is a little bubble, a little microcosm of the internet marketing industry, there's a specific market, and he came up with a specific match. He did something based on the advice of the leader of that Facebook group. He followed that exact advice from the leader, got a result, like $1 million or something. And then everybody loved him for it because it's an exact match. And he sold courses and became an affiliate to ClickFunnels and all that, but he sold courses to the people of that group on how he did what he did. Do you understand how that's an exact message to market match? There's a group of people, and they're trying to do a specific thing. And there's somebody who did that specific thing well, and are now selling exactly how he did that specific thing to make a lot of money. And he sold like crazy because it's a message to market match fully. Okay? So the problem is this whole chasing of validation instead of the money. And they chase the validation of everyone in the community, from gurus to students to peers, with the ultimate goal of being a guru himself. Dude wants to make a lot of money being a guru. But if you try to be a guru coming from the wrong place of needing that validation, it's gonna suck. You know, and the next thing is, you know, then instead of focusing on the money, you're pandering to good feelings from your family or friends or wife instead of the awkward feelings of telling them no, that you need to work right now, or no, I need to do this because this is going to bring in the money, no matter what your opinions are of something in business, wife, friends, husband, you know, the awkward feelings of stepping out of your comfort zone to work instead of watching a movie with your family, you know, focusing on the message to market match is focusing on that perfect offer to that perfect group of people. And if you're not doing that, it's either because you can't provide that, you don't know that you need to do that, or you refuse to. Well, most of the time, people either refuse to or they can't. A lot of times we know exactly what that perfect match is, but a lot of times people can't do it because they just don't have that themselves. They don't have that proof. They just don't have it. They don't have that offer. They can't do it with any kind of integrity without lying or something. Well, maybe you should just sell somebody else's perfect match. It's better than doing nothing. Or it's better than refusing to and selling something that's not a perfect message to market match and then just scraping by with pennies and wondering why. It's all message to market match. Fucking fix it somehow. It's not that hard to know what people exactly want. Most people just refuse to sell it. Or they refuse to sell it because they just can't create something that is that perfect match in full integrity. Well, then sell it. There's no excuse for not having a message to market match. And there's one more thing too, is when people jump into the internet marketing world, they try to become this guru so quickly before they even fucking did anything in business. And this creates a massive problem. So what they do is, dude comes into the marketing industry, and then he sees all these different gurus and life coaches and all this stuff, and he has never even made any money, and he hasn't picked a niche, he hasn't done anything of any depth of any sort. And so what he does is he just mimics what he sees, and he comes in, he starts giving life advice, do this, do that, and then specific business advice, but it's all confused. He's giving away advice on this topic, that topic, this topic. He's got advice about a smoothie and about a diet. And then he's got this and happiness and then business. And all of a sudden he's a life coach now, trying to be some weird life guru instead of an actual online business owner. And he's wondering why he's not making any money. Because he's confused. He's doing everything and he's pandering to everybody on all these different topics. And what he's doing is maybe he's collecting a little bit of a following, but he's collecting a confused following that is made up of all these different pieces. So now there's nothing that he could offer that would be a direct hit to a big enough portion of his list or his following, because he never makes any money. Because he created confusion himself, and he created a market of all these different types of people in all these different areas who all want different things, and for what their message to market match would all be different. And now when he offers something that seems good and on point, it would be if he had been collecting people that fit that point. But he's been Mr. Life Coach, so he's been everywhere. This no focus thing hits the very core of marketing itself. So instead of trying to make money, you're trying to be Tony Robbins first. So focus on picking a lane and staying in it, and you'll collect people who are attracted to that lane, and then when you make an offer that's perfect for that lane, you have enough people to hit you up on it. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.